It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show founder of Miles Franklin Precious Metals Investments Limited, in business for over a quarter century and the exclusive distributor and storage facility for Gold Seek Radio. Welcome back, the head of that is, of Miles Franklin, Andy Scheckman.
Hey, Chris, thank you. Thank you on all accounts. Can't tell you how much I appreciate all that you do for us and appreciate being here.
Well, you know, you earned it. That's no small feat. You've seen anomalies opening up. An anomaly, you might think of it as equals opportunity. That catches the ears of investors. We have some really sharp folks listening to us today, all of whom are big fans of the yellow metal.
Anyone who's paying close attention to the prices, and you know, you can cite the gold-silver ratio, and I don't know that that's as much of an anomaly any longer as it is just a screaming opportunity in the end. Eventually, those numbers have to come back to some sort of a mean, some sort of a long-term established average. And where we are now at over 70 to 1 is not really where ultimately I believe it will be, ultimately closer somewhere to the single digits. But that's besides the point. There are others as well. There is the gold to platinum ratio. The majority of the last 50 years, platinum has been markedly more expensive than gold, sometimes as much as 2 to 3 times, and now it's a few hundred dollars less than gold. You look at the platinum to palladium ratio, and forever palladium had been half the price of gold, and now it's more, or pardon me, platinum, and now it's more than the price of platinum. Those are the anomalies that are visible, that are very easy to see. And you know, when I look back, Chris, at the things that have made Miles Franklin successful and the trades that I have made specifically that define, in my mind, actually some of the most success I've ever had, has always been in exploiting anomalies, things that are very unusual. And I'm a big ratio guy and a mathematical guy. And the further away you get from historical averages on anything, the greater the magneticism that pulls you back. Well, those are all the visible things. Those are the things that anyone who's paying attention and looking at the prices can see if they've been watching this long enough. How it translates into our industry is a little bit more cryptic, but I can tell you, in terms of opportunity, and for people who like precious metals, I would say that the opportunity lies squarely in numismatic gold coins. That's a topic that I have really ignored for the better part of a decade, because the prices had gotten far too high and far too lofty to make sense and to make sense of recommending to our client base. And so if we go back to when we started doing this in the late 90s, all the way up until roughly about 2007 or 8, typically all we ever sold, Chris, were $20 gold pieces, the old pre-1933 numismatic gold coins. And without getting too deep into the rationale, what I can basically say to you is that prior to that time, throughout the whole decade of the 90s and into at least the first half of 2000, what we would see would be numismatic gold coins trading at a very slim premium, maybe 10, 15% starting and moving up from there to gold eagles. And when you have a gold price at $350 or $400 an ounce, and a 5% premium on $300 gold price puts an American Eagle at $315, if you had to pay 10% more to buy a MS62 $20 gold piece, that's a uncirculated $20 gold piece from the turn of the century that was certified by PCGS or NGC, almost invariably, 9.5 out of 10 times, everyone bought the older coin. It was prettier. It told a story. It's part of Americana. It was safe in confiscation, according to the way the laws were written, had better upside potential. And it was a rare event when someone would choose gold bullion for $30 less per ounce than they would a $20 gold piece. And that was pretty much status quo until one morning in late 2007, when I woke up to find the perceived threat of confiscation became so rampant that the premiums on all of these coins from that day forward went parabolic. I became diamond elite on Delta. I called every client that I had sold those clients to over the past 15, 20 years, and I said to them, this is the biggest anomaly I had ever seen. It is time to move out of numismatics immediately and into bullion. I flew all around the country for over a year and a half buying back as many numismatic coins as I could have people sell to me, and I would sell them to the three or four large auction galleries that were bidding historically ridiculously high premiums. It turned out to be the smartest thing I ever did, the best call I ever made, because it was not uncommon for me to go and pick up MS62 $20 gold pieces from clients with a $1,000 gold price and pay them $1,600 for as many as they had. And from there, it would even go higher if you had higher grades, 70% premium for a 64. And so I would call up a gentleman or a lady and I'd say, listen, I sold you 1,000 of those $20 gold pieces over the past 15 years. Let me come pick them up and bring you 1,650 gold eagles. Everyone I talked to did that deal. It was by far the best call I have ever made in 28 years of running Miles Franklin. And I knew it wouldn't last. And indeed, the premiums collapsed along the way. And as that happened, some interesting things happened in this industry, by the way, Chris. What we saw was that a lot of dealers stopped holding these gold coins because you cannot hedge or offset the risk of the premium. If I hold 100 ounces of gold, I can offset that risk on paper by selling 100 ounces on paper, so I'm market neutral. But if you have a $1,000 gold price and a $600 premium on a $20 gold piece, that $600 is unhedgeable. And that volatility created a very large bid-ask spread along with a market that started to move away from numismatics. When you combine the bid-ask spread and the propensity for people to buy bullion instead of numismatics, the numismatic market has completely been ignored, more or less, for the past 15 years. But that is exactly the type of environment that breeds this anomaly, this opportunity. And I say that to you not to sound slick or trite or try to get people to call me and buy numismatics. I say that to you as something I believe in as deeply as anything I've ever said to you or any of my clients, in that this is the least expensive I have ever seen numismatic gold coins for ever in 29 years. And when you factor the premium above the melt value or above what it costs to buy a gold eagle, we are in uncharted territory, numbers that I never thought would be possible. When we talk about opportunities in buying gold, the opportunity is that numismatic gold coins have value in and above their melt value. They have value based upon historical significance, collector value, a value that is associated with safety from confiscation. There's a million different reasons why people like the old $20 gold coins and the old $10 gold coins and what have you. But if it doesn't make sense to buy them because the value puts you behind the eight ball from the get-go, then certainly you should be looking elsewhere. But when I tell you, Chris, that this is as good of a value as I've ever seen, what I mean by that is that you're able to buy these coins at less than gold bullion. Well, and there are other anomalies that we see in the industry right now. But to me, this is by far the most interesting in the respect that if you've ever had aspirations of purchasing $20, $10, $5 gold pieces from the turn of the century at levels that are commensurate and some cases less than and some cases slightly more than, depending upon the grade and the coin, than bullion, this is the only time I've ever seen that, literally, since 1980.
For folks who are just tuning into the discussion right now, I've got to underscore the significance of what Andy Scheckman has laid out here. Let's say over the last 20 or so years, there was a huge anomaly that opened up. He convinced folks back in 2007 that, you know, it was time to sell those overpriced numismatics and then pick up a bunch of extra bullion. It was an incredible opportunity. Well, we now have just the reverse opportunity where numismatics are ridiculously cheap relative to bullion. It's almost a giveaway of numismatics. So what do you get? You get the bullion and you have the satisfaction of a PCGS graded coin. Wow. This is a collector's item almost at cost at wholesale prices. Andy, do you want to tell folks how they can get involved in this and any other topicality you'd like to bring up?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Chris. And again, I just would like to say one last thing on that topic. If you look throughout all of history, that's how markets work. They go from fair value, they gain traction, many cases, they go to overvaluation, to a blow-off phase, and as the correction ensues, everyone washes their hands of that item and wants nothing to do with it. That is specifically the time where really successful investors catch the falling knife and buy something when it's really a good value. Absolutely, Chris. In terms of people reaching us, of course, I can be reached directly always at 1-800-255-1129. That's my direct dial. Our website is milesfranklin.com. You'll find that the majority of these coins, I should back up one second and simply say, Chris, our business is one more of a relationship. I try to have as small of an online presence as possible. We are a company that likes to chat with our clients and establish a relationship and understand what they want. So it's best to give us a call than to look on our website. You will not find the numismatic coins on our website. I probably have $5 million worth in stock right now or more of numismatic coins that will not be found on our website, would be worthy of a call to any of our brokers if someone is interested. Our main number is 1-800-822-8080, milesfranklin.com, where you can sign up for our free newsletter. And of course, I can be reached directly again at 1-800-255-1129 or andy@milesfranklin.com. And of course, the last related topic to this is that if clients or listeners have any interest in trading the metal that they currently have for numismatic gold coins, we will guarantee the highest bid price in the country. We will not charge any commission whatsoever, not one penny, on whatever it is that they are trading in for a purchase of numismatic coins. And so it is, in most cases, a like-for-like swap if they are trading gold bullion for the $20 gold pieces. But these are all the kinds of topics that we can discuss at length.
Miles Franklin is a company that folks can trust. Actually, it was brought to me and recommended by Peter Spina. You want to talk to Andy and his brokers on the phone, and they're going to take care of you. The takeaway here, they are looking for a relationship to grow their business with you. It's mutually beneficial. Andy Shuckman, any other comments before we wrap up?
No, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, and I will just underscore that one way and simply say, it is a federally non-regulated industry, the precious metals industry. It is the Wild West in most places other than the state of Minnesota, where we're located, where it's the only state in America that requires licensing, bonding, and background checks annually of every employee. And as a result, virtually every single company outside of the state of Minnesota has boycotted the state of Minnesota because of the onerous regulations. We are as highly regulated in the state of Minnesota to protect clients as someone who sells securities. What it basically means, Chris, is on top of everything you just said, which I'm eternally grateful for, our reputation is such that we've never had a customer complaint in 28 years. We've never had a regulatory complaint in 28 years. We're very, very proud of that reputation. We would strive very hard to earn your listeners' trust, hopefully their business, but more importantly, we'll be there to answer questions and get the ball rolling. I always appreciate being here, Chris, very much. I look forward to the next time that we're able to chat.
Let's have you back on in a few weeks or anytime you see some topicality.
I'm always available. Thank you very much, Chris.
With stocks hitting new highs, the next sector to fly could be the precious metals. GoldSeek's top industry analyst just uncovered another solid gold opportunity, Silvercorp Metals. Silvercorp's key property is located in China, the largest gold producer in the world. Silvercorp's net income is soaring, up 589%. Production eclipsed guidance by 27.5%. totaling 6.5 million ounces. Mining operations are literally printing silver at only $3.82 per ounce. AISC net byproducts credits for the fiscal year 2017. Sales increased 51% year over year, and cash flow from operations more than doubled to $80 million. Silvercorp continues to set the industry standard with reduced costs, equity appreciation, a solid dividend, and improved free cash flow.
Silvercorp is uniquely positioned to capitalize on rising silver, lead, and zinc prices. To learn more about the exceptional opportunity in Silvercorp Inc., direct your web browser to silvercorpmetals.com, ticker symbol SVM in the U.S. and Canada. Remember to treat your portfolio with a core position in Silvercorp Metals.
Gold Seek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.